Are you tired of living with the pain of the past? Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell challenges us to go beyond what we ever dreamed was possible.
I'm just simply saying that when I stand up here before you Sunday after Sunday, I don't stand up here wondering whether or not I've got all of it. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And I believe I'm preaching from the very word of God with every word of God, because friend, he promised. And when God says, I'm going to give you something that endures forever, you can trust him on that.
We all have things that try to hold us back. Guilt from past mistakes or temptations that we can't seem to overcome. It's easy to learn to live with these problems and accept them as who we are. But God has called us to reach forth and fulfill a greater calling in life. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. In our series, Reaching Forth, Dr. Chappell encourages you to leave behind negative mindsets and the limitations others have put on you, and to reach forth to new levels of victory. And now, here's Dr. Paul Chappell with part two of a message called Reaching Forth in Patience.
His strength is renewable. Now, the Bible tells us here in chapter 40 and verse 28, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. Now, I know a lot of Christians today, they're looking for a way out. And if you're looking for a way out of faithfulness, if you're looking for a way out of church, if you're looking for a way out of godly living, there's 1,000 ministers, podcasters, and authors who would lend you a helping hand and show you the way out. But if you're looking for a way to stay faithful, then take the hand of God this morning and find him faithful. If you're weary and struggling, then take the hand of God and find him faithful. Because his power is unchanging. I want you to notice here, the Bible says he gives power to the faint. He gives power to the faint. He increases their strength. He provides for them the necessary strength. In fact, in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 3, the Bible says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. God says, I'm going to give you a divine nature. I'm going to put my life into your life, my spirit into your body. The Bible is very clear about that. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? My friend, do you understand today that he gives power to the faint? And when the outward man is perishing, the inward man can be renewed day by day. He gives power to the faint. He gives strength to the patient. The Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a way out, there's always people that want to help you quit, because they'll be more comfortable about themselves when you stop living for God. But if you want to stay in the race, if you want to stay on the track, then I'm here to tell you there is a God in heaven who, if you are saved, indwells you and he lives in you, and he wants to give you strength today, and he wants to help you along the way. And even when the outward man is perishing, the inward man can be renewed. And oh, how I thank God for that inward man today, the God man that is living within me. He gives power to the faint. He gives strength to the patient. Now notice a word. And I want you to catch this. If you don't get any other word definition, catch this morning. In verse number 31, but they that wait upon the Lord. Let's say that together. But they that wait. Now, sometimes people think, all right, I'll wait. I'm tired of having to go to church, go to work, be nice to my wife and kids. I'll wait, though. I'm going to sit here on my couch and eat potato chips and wait. Come on, God. I'm waiting. You ever meet somebody like that? They think that waiting means just sitting around, just bossing God. So if you want a word definition this morning, I want you to jot this down. The word wait, this is what it means. To faithfully attend to. To faithfully attend to. God, it's 5 a.m. Thanks for the breath today. I love you, Lord. I don't know where today's taking us, but I'm glad we're going together. I want to give you my fullest attention today, Lord. And Lord, I'm going to read your word now. Speak to me. I want to be attentive to you. I want to know your mind in this matter. I don't know why this doctor's test is taking so long. I don't know why my children haven't called. I don't know why this world's gotten so crazy. But I want to attend to you in the meantime. You and me, Lord. You see, waiting on the Lord is not just about, okay. It's not saying, Lord, come on. You know, I'm 27 now. I've been waiting. Okay, Lord. The other guy got the job and he got this. And what about me? No. The word wait means I'm here to worship you, Lord. I don't know why I'm in this place. And some people tell me to quit. But it's about you, Lord. It's not about them. Wait on the Lord. Rest in the Lord. And patiently wait for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Adoniram Judson was a great American missionary. He went to Burma. I've talked with you about him before. Judson was there for 7 years before he ever saw one person saved. That would be hard. How would you write letters to your supporting churches? What do you say? Well, we had a good crop of bananas this spring. A lot of rain going on around here. That's not what missionaries want to say. His wife died. His children were ill. He was imprisoned. 7 years of that. Everybody back in America said, come on home, Adoniram. You don't need to put up with that. Let us show you the way out. People always want to show you the way out. But in the midst of all of that, Adoniram was just waiting on the Lord. Waiting, praying, translating the scripture, translating their language into a Bible. The dictionary in Myanmar or Burma today was written by this Baptist missionary, Adoniram Judson. And he wrote to his churches in the midst of it all, and he said, I beg the churches to have patience. If a ship were here to carry me to any part of the world, I would not leave my field. Tell the brethren success is as certain as the promise of a faithful God can make it. What was he doing? He was waiting on the Lord. And I don't know what your burden is today, but I encourage you this morning, wait on the Lord. Don't make some rash decision. Don't follow some wannabe pocket pastor that you find on the internet. Don't follow after some guy that's trying to give you some drugs. Don't follow after someone trying to show you the way out. Wait on the Lord, my friend. Draw nigh to him. What would happen if you would do that? Notice again, verse 30. One, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Wherefore, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every sin and the weight which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. It says, we will walk and not faint. I want to challenge you this morning to rely on His comfort, to trust in His Word, to be renewed by His strength. Back in the 1800s, there was a very wealthy businessman in Chicago named Horatio Spafford. Spafford was faithful in his church. Spafford supported D.L. Moody financially with all of his revival meetings. So you would think if you're a good man and you're in church and you're faithful, then life would go pretty easily for you. But that's not always the case. Bad things actually happen to good people. How many of you have noticed that? Sometimes trials come to good people. And his little four-year-old son in 1871 died of scarlet fever. The demands kept building and pounding on him, and his businesses were growing. And a few years later, 1873, he and his wife decided to take their four daughters to cross the Atlantic. And so at the last minute, some things pressed upon him. He sent his wife and daughters, and they climbed on to the Via de Havre ship, and they were crossing the Atlantic for London, where they would meet D.L. Moody. But halfway there was an iron ship that crashed into the ship where he and his wife and daughters were traveling, and instantly the four daughters plunged under the water and drowned. Mrs. Spafford reached London later and sent a wire back to her husband. It simply said these two words: saved alone. Horatio Spafford quickly got on a ship and made his way over to see his wife in London. About halfway across the Atlantic, the captain of the ship came to Mr. Spafford and said, "Sir, to the best of our understanding, we're now traveling over the spot where your four daughters perished." Spafford's heart was broken, but his faith was growing. He was waiting on the Lord. He went into the cabin there where he had been sleeping, and he opened up his Bible, and he opened up a pad of paper, and he took out a quill, and he began to write the song that you sang a moment ago entitled, "It Is Well With My Soul." When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. And friend, this morning, I don't exactly know what you're waiting on and what's going on in your life, but I just want to be the little instrument of God today to focus you up on Christ, because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And I want you to understand this morning that His comfort is relentless. And when the devil says he doesn't care, he still cares. And when you've been away from him, he still wants you back. And I want you to remember that His Word is reliable. And there's all kinds of voices out there, but there's only one voice that should have the dominance of your heart and your ear, and it's the Word of God. And I want you to know this morning that His strength is renewable. That even when you feel so tuckered out, you feel like you can't go on, that if you'll wait on the Lord, He'll renew your strength. And suddenly, in the middle of it all, you say, "Lord, I don't know how I'm going as fast as I am, and I don't know how I'm going with such ease. And Lord, you're just doing some things for me right now, but I don't know how it's happening, but I want to thank you for helping me." And you'll be able to say, "God made a way for me. God made a way for me." So wherever you are in your race this morning, keep reaching, and reach with patience, knowing that God hasn't forgotten you and His grace is sufficient for you.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.